Chapter 4, The Lion Tree, by Angus Mann. He did not like the pleading in his own voice.
El?
That betrayal of undertone. The sound of a small, wounded Ayas careening limply into tall grasses. A muffled thud and a quavered warble of pain.
El, what are you?
You will address me now as Colonel Ivanova.
Elena.
Lieutenant, you will address me now as Colonel Ivanova. Is that understood?
The sky was uniformly oppressive. A melancholic dome of dingy gray cotton. They might have been two pills alone at the bottom of a medicine bottle.
Yes, okay. Whatever, just...
Light, as always, came from everywhere and nowhere. Whitewashing, like a bleaching vapor. The air itself could luminesce and scour. Behind her, the barracks squatted at attention in decorous rows of scrubbed mushroom brown. They could have been anywhere, and yet...
Things are very different now,
she said.
Different how?
He asked with more force.
Different in every way, Lieutenant Miller. Let's go.
She spun on the heels of her boots and began to walk. Her glare lingered for a moment behind the taut rotation of her shoulders. Her eyes had not changed. Her hair was also the same, the way it softened her bones and clung shyly behind her ears. And yet, she was suddenly an entirely different person. Hair, bones, and eyes. Different than she had ever been. Different than yesterday. Different than this morning. At least to him. Different. Her head snapped forward, back in line. She left small gouges wherever she stepped. The soil sprayed in front of her in spongy orangish pink plumes like little fleshy explosions.
This is hurting me,
he said at the back of her head, his words much too earnest. She pretended not to hear him and stepped rigidly through the field toward the barracks. Her uniform puckered and creased over her body as her arms swayed to balance her weight over the rows of useless young corn.
I said,
he stopped himself.
Colonel Ivanova!
She stopped sharply, her metronomic hips frozen in mid-stride. She did not turn. He approached her slowly and then said it again in the wounded voice he hated.
I said, this is hurting me.
She turned on him coldly, holding his eyes in hers, but conceding nothing. She spun him around by the shoulders and adjusted the hand restraints so that they were not cutting into the flesh of his wrists. Twice he felt her skin touch his. Incidental and entirely mistaken. Surely regretted. Once her thumb to his palm, once her palm to his thumb. Both exquisite, even now. And it relieved the pain a little. But that was not where he was wounded.